Have you ever had a reason to dial 911? I mean, I hope not, but some of us have. I still remember before there was 911. Do you remember before there was 911? What did you do when you had an emergency then? Do you remember? You called the operator, right? You called zero, you dialed zero, got the operator. You would tell the operator what's going on, and they would get to the police or the sheriff or the ambulance or the hospital or whoever in the fire department, whoever needed to be called. That's what they would do. You also were able to dial the operator zero when you didn't have somebody else's phone number. Do you remember that? You could ask for a phone number, and they actually would look up the number for you. And I'm not talking about Mayberry, where you talk to Sarah. I'm just talking about not that long ago, right, when you would do that. Or if you had a long-distance collect call that you needed to make, do you remember that? And what that was like, a collect call, you might get the phone, it might ring, and you answer it, and you pick up, and the other person says, it's the operator, says, this is the operator, are you willing to take a call from? And then the person on the other line would say, Mark, or whoever, and hopefully they would take the call. Now, I realize that I'm maybe puzzling some of the younger people that are here today. You're thinking, what is a long-distance collect call? Well, we used to actually have to pay a separate fee for long-distance phone calls is what we used to have to do. You would have to have a long-distance plan to call. Like, I assumed that there was a point in time that if you lived in Fremont and you wanted to call Uncle Eddie and Tiffin, that was probably long-distance. It wasn't just a local call. You pick up and call the number. You had to have a long-distance plan to do that. And so if you were calling from a phone without long-distance calling, like a pay phone, now wait a minute. Some of the young people are probably going, what's a pay phone? I don't have time for that one today, so go watch the old Superman movie with Christopher Reeves. You can find out what a payphone is, or watch The Matrix or something like that. Anyway, if you didn't have money for the call, you would dial zero. You would ask the operator for a collect call to so-and-so, and they would ring that person, and hopefully they would take your call. That's how it used to be. I could really mess up the younger people if we start talking about things like rotary phones and landlines, and some of you, though, still have landlines, don't you? I bet you do. I just called my dad a week ago, and I called him on his landline, and we talked. I called and talked to him then. Does anyone know if there's still such a thing as being able to call the operator? Can you still do that? Somebody go home today and dial zero. See what you get, and let me know what happens, because I don't want to do it, but I'm curious about it. Anyway, back to the original question. Have you ever had to dial a 911 call for any reason? When and why do you dial 911? You do it when you need help, right? That's when you do it. Well, not just help in general. It has to be emergency help. You need an ambulance. It's a medical emergency of some kind, or a fire or an accident, or somebody's breaking into your house. That's when you do that. I was looking online this week about 911 calls a little bit, and I found that this top 10 list of reasons not to dial 911. And these are real things, real reasons people have dialed 911. Top reasons 10 not to do it. Number one is this: Wi-Fi at the local coffee shop isn't working. That's not a reason to dial 911. Number two, what's the fine for jaywalking? Mm-mm. Number three, pizza not fresh, wants a replacement slice. That's not a 911 call. Number four, what's the number for my travel agency? Number five, call or phone 911 to ask for a taxi referral. Number six, is today a state holiday? Not a reason to call 911. Number seven, food they ordered is cold. Number eight, wants help finding lost glasses. Number nine, internet is not working. And number 10, what's the date today? You don't call 911 for those things. You can look at your phone and find the date pretty easily. Maybe the rule of thumb would be, if the problem is something that isn't a true emergency, that you can take care of yourself with your own abilities, or someone else can help you take care of, you can drive yourself to the hospital, or somebody else can drive you, you can schedule a regular doctor's appointment, etc. If it's something you can do yourself, then don't dial 911. Dial 911 if it's an emergency, help in a situation beyond your ability to handle it. That's when you dial 911. There's another kind of help that we need, though, friends, and it's a help that we can call on any situation, whether it's dire or not. It's the help that God offers us in our lives. Now, even going to do that. I just have to bend over and tie them myself. And if you